Beer Belly Society, a show on the internet where two lifelong friends get together, drink beer, and bullshit. Today we got a special for you. We have two of our friends that are going to make us four today. So I'm Robert.
I'm Angel.
And we have...
Ojitos.
And...
Good job, friend.
Good job, friend. We got the whole crew here together today.
Relax, good job, friend. It sounds like you like have something up, you know. relax, chill.
Breathe. We're recording it, though.
Yeah. Well, he's not on the, in the
recording. Well, I am, and I look pretty sexy today, if I may say so myself.
And, well, and we have two additional people
in the room.
The manager.
And
the creator.
The creator.
Yeah.
We got shirts today.
We got shirts. Next thing you know, we have like a store.
Hey, you know, online store. That's my goal.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Buy the merch.
Soon to come.
So we have a special announcement.
What's a special announcement? I was already ready to pour beer.
Oh, already?
Already, man. I need beer for this.
We're skipping the announcement.
All right, let's make the announcement.
Before we get to the beer, let's talk about the Friar Tuck Weight Loss Challenge results.
Do we need to talk about this?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead. You're having more fun with this than I am.
Yeah. Okay, so the winner of the Friar Tuck Weight Loss Challenge was me.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Yay!
By how much? Let's tell people.
Okay, so when we weighed ourselves in at first, like a month ago, Robert was at 289.5 pounds.
Pure sexiness.
Yes. I still don't think the math was right.
We did the math twice.
I'm just saying.
We got a smart guy who went to college, who did the numbers, and he confirmed it.
You know what? His degree's not in numbers. What was your degree in? Not numbers.
It wasn't numbers.
It was yes, numbers. You see?
Well, whatever. So
I did do statistics.
whatever. I already did it. It's fine. I took your numbers.
So my weight was 271.2 pounds.
All
right.
I think you cheated.
Okay. Well, whatever. All right, we did the numbers twice. There's no recount.
I demand a recount.
It's not happening. So I won by 0.3.
And that's why I don't even like you anymore.
If
I would have took my chonies off for the weigh-in, I would have won.
Yeah. So Robert lost 22.1 for Robert and 22.4 for me.
Congratulations. I'm not a sore loser. Pour some beer.
No. And... right after the weigh-in, you got the haircut.
I got the haircut just like it was said.
Yeah.
We weighed in at the barbershop, and I said, move aside, people. I'm sitting down.
Yeah, you did. He took it like a trooper.
Hey, there's only one way.
He's got the initials BBS right in the back of his head.
There's lots of pictures.
Lots of video.
And if you're going to see our first YouTube video, we're sweating up a storm.
Yeah.
But here for YouTube, here's a headshot just for you guys.
He's ready to
sponsor
the Padres 2022.
Yeah, see? We got the Padres opener going on over here. Somebody wants me to do the Friar Tuck for the actual Padres, I'm down.
Yeah. Get your 2022 tickets now.
Yeah. Hashtag San Diego Padres.
Drink some beer while you're there.
All right,
buy me one.
Now, talk about where we went.
We went to Little Miss Brewing, San Diego, California. All sorts of stuff on his can. Or growler. Now... I was conflicted when I found out where we were going.
Yeah.
Very conflicted, but they won me over a little bit because they have 7 locations and 1 more to come in Eastlake. They are a local brewery. They make actually really good beers. I tried their IPA. We all tried different stuff over here.
IPA.
Please. It'll happen. It'll happen. We have a sound guy. He's amazing.
No,
he's going to bleep it.
Yeah.
All right. Good job, friend. Ojitos, before I make another F up. What do you think about the 4 tasters that you tried?
Oh, I had the 4 tasters, and I made a mistake.
You made a mistake.
A sin. I committed a sin.
You tried the beer while you were there. That's not even allowed.
It's because I heard a different one. I heard you guys were going to just try one.
Uh-huh.
No, we're trying 2 today.
We are. So we got to hurry up and pour this one because we got no time to waste.
No.
What did you drink, Angel?
Oh, man, I have the menu. Wait, hold on. I forgot already. Oh, Desert Fox. Wheat Ale. There you go.
What'd you think of it?
It was okay. I mean, it wasn't fancy. It was just a wheat ale to me. It was good. And you had sours?
I had a sour. I had the mango sour.
That
was good. It was good for a sour if you like sours. That's not for everybody.
I tried it. I just don't like sours. That's what it is.
Oh, the creator tried it too. She didn't like it either.
I'm sure it's a good beer. Don't get me wrong. He said it's a very popular beer.
Yeah.
My problem is I just don't like sours to begin with.
No. What about Good Job Friend? What you have?
The Hazy IPA.
How do you like it?
It was great. Foxy.
Did we get the same one?
Yes.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I'm pouring these beers a little light just because we have a few extra cups here today.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time concentrating. It's hot. I'm sweating. We can't have a fan on because our sound guy gets all mad at the sound of the fan.
No fans.
All right.
I did have a Tokyo Rose, and it was good. It was as advertised. It has raspberry. It has, I believe it's probably rose wine.
That's what the manager had, too, the Tokyo Rose. Yeah, you liked it, right?
Yeah. That was nice. As advertised, it's good.
I am so hot.
That's okay. Take off your shirt if you need to.
I can't take off the shirt. It was a gift.
That's true.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you to the creator for making us his shirts. And she made the manager a special shirt that says manager on it.
I have a sore loser shirt.
Yeah. And the sore loser had a shirt.
Made Friar, just for me.
Friar Tuck Loser, I think it says.
Friar Tuck Loser.
Yeah.
There's pictures online. Well, they'll soon come.
All right. So the beer we're having is a BBA Devil's Piano Bourbon Barrel Aged Stout.
This one is the Battleground.
I'm so sorry. That's the second beer we're having. Right?
See, you'd be messing up.
I do mess up, okay? All right. No, we're having the Battleground English Brown Ale 5.9.
All right. Are we going to jump right into it?
All right. Let's jump right into it.
No. He does first.
All right, I do first, I guess. All right. I like it. This is my stuff. I like brown ales. I like it. It's not. I mean, I don't know why no one likes brown ales.
I like them.
This is good.
I just prefer an IPA.
Well, I prefer brown ales over IPAs, but
I know. You know what? You've been winning that war for the last couple. I'm just saying.
All right. So, Good Job Friend. Try it.
Yeah, this is my stuff. This is what I like to drink.
Excellent. What would you drink that with?
This is the kind of stuff that I would smoke a cigar with.
That's true.
And I love it.
That's true. He's a big cigar guy.
That's why I mentioned it. But he didn't bring one today for us.
I had one earlier today. Sorry.
You see how you are? All right. Now, you go for it. I want to hear your thoughts you already had a sip and you had to keep it to yourself.
Well, not this one.
Oh, that was the other one. Okay, good. First thoughts.
It's delicious.
Yay or nay?
Delicious. Yay.
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 Why?
I'm going back. They have 7 different locations.
I know. And the one we went to was like a Canadian theme.
Mm.
And what else do they have?
Well, each bar they have in San Diego represents, their theme is one of the allied countries from World War II. So this one, the one we went to was Canadian, and the one that some of us have been to is in Normal Heights, and it was in England.
England.
Yeah.
This is delicious.
All right. I got to try it.
All right.
So this is, which one is it again?
The Battleground.
Battleground.
Yeah.
Let's try it.
Brown Ale.
It's smooth.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy. It's pretty straightforward. I like that. For the change, we got one that didn't have a weird flavor. I did like that peanut butter one, though. That we did a few episodes ago.
I like that That was it? The quad.
I can't believe you remember that
one. Yeah, it was good times.
The good times, yes.
What about the manager? You like it?
I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
Yay or nay?
Yay.
I say yay.
We didn't hear yay from down there.
Yay!
There we go. I liked it. There we go. All right. I'm nervous. I got a shaved head. We have like an audience, basically.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even know what to do anymore.
There was like so many people in that
dance puppet dance
room. Like getting your haircut.
I know. Yeah. Everybody was sitting there recording, and no one sent me a single picture or video yet. I want one too. I want to laugh.
Yeah.
I like to laugh.
I'll post all the videos on IG.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Can you tag me?
Yeah.
Yeah, please. Yeah. You know?
So, while we're drinking this real quick, talk about the vibe. Did you like the vibe at the bar? Because you said you had issues with it going in because they have like 7 locations, right?
Yeah.
But, so what did you discover after talking to the bartender?
The bartender was cool. It was super. He was super chill. He took the time to explain a few things. I'm laughing because I'm giving good job friend a hard time because he really wanted to have his beer. But I was trying to play Q&A, pick the guy's brain a little bit so we have a little bit of material for this show. But I got enough. I got you. I got enough. So I found out that they're not in any supermarket.
Yeah.
So automatically was a win for me. It was like, all right, they got 7 locations, but they're not in a supermarket. Hats off to Little Miss Brewing Company, right?
Yeah.
Yep. They are staying true to a local scenario for me. At least for now, I'm sure they're going to end up, as popular as they are, they're going to end up in at least BevMo or somewhere, but start with liquor stores.
They're all over San Diego.
Yeah, they have a lot of specials all the time.
So they're pretty good. They have a lot of good stuff. I approve, all right, okay?
Good.
You've been trying to sell me on this place for at least like 5 weeks, I swear.
Yeah, it's a good place. I mean, and you go in, it doesn't take away, it has that dive bar feel to it. So you like, even though I'm assuming they're big because they're spreading out like crazy. But it doesn't, like you said, you still have that dive bar feel to it. Not like you go to some places where it's bigger, nationwide or whatever, and you go in, it's a big old room, plenty of tables and all that. But this one, it's got the authentic feel to it.
It does.
It's got games, like most dive bars do. They have games, and the theme is really out there. And they got a different theme for every bar, like a different country. So that's pretty cool.
When I pulled up, I missed it. So you got it. You almost have to look for the place because they're in a little corner. I completely drove by and I didn't even see it.
Yeah, do not go into the freeway.
Yeah, you were distracted by your haircut.
I was. Yeah. I was. People were staring at me while I was driving. I don't know why I didn't wear a hat.
They were staring at you because you're good looking. You're good.
I know.
Yeah, you're sexy.
You know what? And I'm really mad because I really wanted to try to pull a number while I was wearing his haircut.
I don't know if you heard this, but the dad bod is in.
The dad bod. I'm almost to the dad bod. I'm just a few pounds over a dad bod right now.
You're just right.
I'm still gordito.
You're just ripe. You're ripe. Okay.
The way you say that, it's almost like you've been locked up or something. I don't know, man.
Come here.
Oh, hello. The truth comes out. I knew it. Look, I'm representing. I got the Fire Tuck flag.
Yeah.
In case anybody wants to see it, do I look like it or not?
Yes.
From that angle. There you go.
Oh. See, that's going to be hard. So I got initials on the back of my head thanks to Angel and his ideas.
Are we going to give a shout out to the barber?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
Bless his heart. He gave us a free haircut, and I don't know the name of his business.
Whoa.
Oh, it's,
do you have him on IG?
Phoenix?
No, that's the name of the salon.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Never I saw mind. The tag outside. It said VIP.
VIP. So that's like the, they just rent a space there.
Yeah, it's VIP something.
It's, yeah. Well, it's M3K for his Instagram and like stuff. You can search him on that. And he's been a barber for a long time. He's a true barber because you're not a real barber until you're bald. You didn't know that? A good barber is always bald. I could be a barber right now.
I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, well, that's the way I judge my barbers. I don't go to a barber that has hair. I don't trust him. He doesn't care about his hair, so he's a good barber.
Okay.
He spends the time on other people. Well, that's my theory.
That's a new theory.
What's his thing? MK?
M3K.
M3.
I know that. But
okay, I found him.
You found him?
Yeah.
Go ahead, give him a shout out then.
M3K. Award-winning barber.
He does have awards.
Yeah.
I don't remember for what, but he's got awards.
So, Fresh Up Barber Shop Parkway. He's
not at Fresh Up anymore.
Well, okay. Sorry. Well, his IG is _M_3_K_. So, if you want to look him up, who would say?
That was your pet.
Oh, there she, because she's locked out.
Yeah, everybody looked at me like,
yeah, what the hell? That was a good job, friend.
It's your stomach. Friend.
Yeah.
So what you saying? More beer, please.
Yeah. What you think of the place?
The barber or no. The Little Miss Brewing?
Yeah.
The Little Miss Brewing. I love those type of places.
Yeah.
And also, we had a lot of fun at the Britain place. Because they also have, not other than specials, but they also have events.
Trivia night. Yeah, there was a Rick and Morty trivia night.
Rick and Morty trivia night.
Thursday. They do one every Thursday.
We almost won.
Almost.
Almost won.
Almost, but we didn't. What are you, good job, friend?
Yeah, I thought today didn't give a good service because it was Sunday night. But going back to the Great Britain experience that we had over there, I thought that place was great. The one today, it was Sunday, it was closing, probably didn't have a lot of people, but the vibe is great. You go in there with a lot of friends. You can go in there with your friends and have a good time.
Do they have food?
No. But you can bring, well, the one over there, Normal Heights, you can bring your own food. So you there's like a taco shop nearby. When we went for that trivia night, these guys, good job, friend, and Ojitos freaking went to the taco shop and brought food back.
Yeah, Ojitos got
nice
messed up.
Nice guys.
Yeah.
What
Ojitos
happened?
Got messed up. Ojitos went to two different little spots there in Normal Heights.
For the food?
Well, to find the place.
Oh.
Because you sent a text out of where we were going to go for this Rick and Morty trivia night.
Yeah.
I went to two different places.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, is that what took you so long?
That's no, I was there early. I was there early and I was already gone.
Yeah. Well, you like, good job, friend, like something about the Normal Heights location that La Mesa one didn't have.
Yeah, one of the cool things about it is that I'm into the epoxy. And so what they do is on their tables, they put a bunch of bullets, lay them out, and then they put epoxy over them. So it looks really cool. It looks different.
They had you at bullets
and epoxy.
You left off the bullet. You left out the bullet part. Yeah, and the
on the counters.
Yeah,
but you can see the thing is that you can make that.
You can, right?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You can make stuff like that.
I have made things like that.
So make me one for the table here.
Well, we can't smoke in here.
No, it's
for like decorative.
He said bullets in it, like just something to have here.
Okay.
Why is it gotta be an ashtray?
Something.
That's what he makes.
That's what I made. Something for Bob.
Learn how to make something else.
Something for Bob. Make something for Bob.
Well,
Bob wants bullets in his cage.
Make something with bullets.
I'll make it happen.
All right.
You know what you could do? You could do a little holder for the flag. Okay. All right, so my thumbs up, Little Miss Brewing Company. Oh, hello, Little Miss Brewing Company. And we have one more beer to try.
Yeah.
This beer, I'm kind of excited because they weren't going to sell it to us, right?
No, they don't serve it in growlers.
He said they don't serve it, period. I hope we don't get the guy in trouble. They don't do that to go.
Yeah, they don't do it at all to go.
Yeah.
But they gave it to us in a
prowler. They called it a prowler.
He did it to...
For the show.
To be nice and so we can have it for the show.
Oh, I wish I had his info. Shout out to the bartender.
Yeah, he hooked us up because we wouldn't have anything to talk about, or at least half of the show would be gone.
Yeah.
So, can somebody do the honors? Thank you. They got to walk to the freezer, make sure it's nice and cold.
So, while she gets that, what did we have right after the weigh-in and the haircut? What was the first thing we did?
Oh, my God. It was so good.
Orgasmic.
It was. We had wings.
Yeah.
Epic wings.
Epic wings.
Yeah.
And you know what it was? 30 days or nothing that was fattening? Mm-hmm. I was like in heaven. I could have died right there.
I had carbs.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
I had French fries.
Yes, French fries.
It was amazing.
Oh my God. I want a taco shop, but since the loser wanted wings, you know what? He was already having a hard day with that haircut. So, yeah.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't get wings, I probably wouldn't be happy right
but
now.
But I'm having taco shop tomorrow.
You want company?
Come over.
Let's go. Like, we could start. We could do a special podcast on just food.
I'm so down.
You down?
We could do a YouTube.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
We could do a YouTube like us, like making mole, like we did, like we talked about last week.
Oh, well, let's do it.
You guys are so getting sweet. Mad at me for talking about food, and I was just trying to be.
I know you were trying to be mean, dude.
You know, I was gonna bring up the 15 kind of California burritos you need to hit up in San Diego.
Yeah, Angel. I don't want the responsibility of passing this one out because we have a little bit. So you got to give us all tasters.
Well, let's finish the. Oh, you're already done.
I'm in a hurry.
Oh, are you?
Yes. Are you in a hurry?
You got something to do tonight, Mr. Single Man?
You know. She broke up with me.
Talk about that. Why I served.
Oh man. So I took the easy way out, man. So we talked about it a little bit at the barbershop. There's a recording of it. So long story short, I wasn't able to talk to her till this happened on Sunday, and you get to hear about it on the last episode, right? So it all happened on Sunday, and we had a little issue. Then on Monday, Tuesday, I was super busy. I didn't want to talk to her. There you go, spilling beer. That was the most expensive beer. Give me that back. How long have you been a grown up? How do you not know how to pour a beer?
Wait, that didn't come out right.
Delete.
How old are you again?
So what happened is that, I'm sorry, people, I misjudged this big old can. Do you have beer already? Is that the new one?
Yeah, this is the new one.
Okay. And so I took the easy way out, man. I asked her, so let's talk about Sunday. And she pretty much told me, that you, I think we want different things. You kind of want to just hang out, and that she wants to date. And when she said that, I was like, score. Cause I wasn't going to take the time to explain to her what I really thought. When she said that, I was like, you're right. Absolutely. We want different things.
You didn't tell her?
No.
About taking the money?
No, why would I do that? And she was already giving me an out. It was so much easier. It would have been an annoying conversation.
You take it.
Yeah. She's like, when she told me that, I was inside, I was like, yes. Because it was the best thing that could have happened.
Yeah.
We had a 2-minute conversation after that that ended with, well, I'm pretty busy. I'll talk to you later. And it was done.
Boom. That's it.
Boom.
Shut the door. Lock it.
Out. Moving on.
You didn't let her know that was really bad.
No, you know what, man? It doesn't matter no more. Because someone else is going to tell her.
That's right.
Someone else.
Okay. It doesn't have to be me.
Somebody else will have that problem.
Yeah, because we would have had like an argument about it. And she was done already. Why would I start something else?
The objective was him to get out. And he got out, I guess.
So if anybody just wants to hang out, go have some beers. Let me know. I'm available.
Just make sure you don't take, waiter's tips and stuff like that.
You know, it happens.
He's ready.
I'm ready.
Something happened on
there.
What happened? Oh.
All right. Ooh. So what is this beer?
Okay, this one is the BBA Devil's Piano Bourbon Barrel Aged Stout 11.2.
That's why we wanted it.
Aged.
Aged.
Aged. Yeah. So, we are ready. Who wants to take the first drink?
Well, it's always me, but let's try someone else. Me? Me?
Oh, okay.
Oh. Oh, Ojitos.
Ojitos, yeah. Okay. Ojitos, you know, got nominated. I had this flight. I had this at the flight. I'm sorry.
You don't even need to drink it. You can just tell us what you think.
It's all right. It's all right. I'm going to drink it. I'm gonna take another
trip. You know, the first
I'm
gonna take
another
someone,
trip.
Someone did the same thing last week.
You know what? Why are we talking about old things?
Whoa. You can definitely taste the bourbon. It is as advertised.
Are you sure?
However, I'm not a big bourbon fan.
So you're not the guy to judge this.
I'm not the guy to judge this. I'm not a big fan.
Yeah. It was positioned. Okay.
All right. So what's your thoughts? What's your finishing thoughts on this beer?
On the Devil's Piano.
Yes.
Which is what I felt I was playing after each sip of this.
Why?
It is, has, as advertised, the bourbon.
The taste. Bourbon. All right.
Taste. And it's not my cup of tea. It reminds me of E&J.
Oh, I gotta try it. I'm gonna go next.
And it's, and I'm intrigued by it. And it's a smooth E&J. It's better than E&J.
E&J is almost as bad as like Four Locos. Mm. If anybody drinks Four Locos, God bless you, but I can't do it.
Yeah, anything right. Compared to E&J is not very good.
But it's a smoother E&J.
All right. You gonna go?
I'll go.
Go for it. Let's try it. If you say E&J.
Yeah, I don't taste the E&J at all.
No.
I don't think it has a big punch. It tastes really good. I don't agree with you. I think it's a great beer. I can't believe this is 11%.
He had it on, like, fresh taste buds.
I had the fresh.
We've had a couple already.
This is 11%. I can't believe it's 11%. It is so smooth. It tastes so good. I would literally drink the entire growler of this.
And be all messed up.
Yeah, and not even know. This tastes so good.
You let me know when you do that. I want to be there with you.
Now you got a brand new growler. Now you can feel it. Oh, yeah,
you got a growler. Look at this.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We got one
moving
today.
On up.
Yeah.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All right. I want to try this beer. I hear good stuff and then bad stuff. I'm confused. I agree. Good job, friend. I don't taste it. Maybe because we've already had a couple before. But it's a really good beer. It's better than the last one.
I think it's terrific.
Really? I think it's better than the last one.
Which
100%.
You're talking
about the one we just had right now.
The Battleground. Okay. And that one was really good, too.
Yeah, but this one here.
Much better. This one tastes like.
It's on point for me. I don't even know how to describe it.
It's absolutely perfect. It for this type of man, I think it's great. I want to go back and get a growler if they sell it to me.
Some say I'm perfect.
No, nobody does except for your wife. Okay,
she has to.
Yes. So yeah, I agree with you. I like it. I can do this. I don't know. Ojitos,
Can you drink before we move on? Would you be able to drink this? Do you think that this is 11%? Like, if
no.
you drank this right now and somebody said this is 11.2%.
If nobody told me, I'm gonna be messed up.
Yeah, exactly.
You let me know when that
I
happens.
Think it's terrific.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nah, man. You're a little too crazy tonight.
You know what they say when you lose weight? Your estrogen level goes down and your testosterone goes up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
My testosterone's gone up a little bit.
In your case, it's the opposite, bro.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
I don't know, because I'm looking at you, and I'm looking at prime right now.
No, you're looking at prime real estate above my head.
Ooh.
Right, Machoke's looking at Coco Melon.
Machoke.
Oh, man.
That's going to be our Food Network name.
What do you got? Right, go ahead.
Let me try it. Wow. This is good. Yeah. deceiving.
I know.
Really deceiving. I don't taste the bourbon.
Me neither.
I don't taste the, I don't taste the bourbon. And I like bourbon. I like whiskey. And so does Good Job Friend. But I don't taste it, and it's 11%. I can't even taste that.
Yeah. I think it's by far one of the smoothest ones we had for 11%.
So deceiving. I like it. It kind of has a brown ale taste to it.
Yeah, but a lot lighter.
Yeah. Yeah.
In my opinion.
It's smooth. It's a little lighter than the last one we had, the English brown ale.
That's what I'm saying.
That's so
cool. For 11%?
It must be that age process that they make you go through.
Maybe, but I've had aged bourbon beer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say the place because he wouldn't agree to it. But he has that bourbon taste to it. And this one doesn't.
Yeah, this is the first time I've had something like this. And this thing tastes so great. I want to go back and buy.
Yeah, it's so awesome. There's other places where you can really taste the bourbon. And it has that kick to it. And it's like 11, 12%. This one doesn't. It's so cool. I like it. It's really, really good. I wish we had more.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
What about the manager?
I liked it. I liked it better than the last one.
Really?
Right?
Mm-hmm. Well, creator.
I liked it, and I don't like bourbon. I don't like whiskey. And that one was really good. You can't even taste it.
Nice.
It's really good.
We should buy more.
And it was so good.
If we buy like a growler and just all drink it, you imagine? It'd be a great show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We
it all over again.
Oh!
Oh! We're going to bleep it out.
He's so like serious about his name not being used.
I know.
I'm keeping tabs. That's number two.
Oh.
So
that's a story. Number for two name time. Drop.
Hey, we should like buy like a growler of this. Bring the disco light and let's see where it goes.
Oh, look at you!
Yeah, we have a little disco light in the garage.
I was thinking about going dancing tonight.
Yeah.
With this haircut.
Yeah.
I could probably pull it off.
You can.
Absolutely.
Wear that shirt. Bring some business cards.
And we got a new customer or new listeners. Yeah,
new listeners.
I got this.
Hey. Pull your kazamba out.
Hey, kizomba.
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 You know, nobody knows about that. It's like so low key. You got to be in the in crowd to know about it.
You got to teach them.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's another day.
You never know. You might find someone tonight if you go out dancing.
I might.
Oh, it's still early enough for you to go.
Absolutely. And I can make it a good night. Something to talk about. Look, my head is itching.
Hey, a good night. A good night was back in Arizona.
Oh, we're going to talk about Arizona again?
Yes.
What happened in Arizona? What are we talking about this time? We talked about food.
Well, this Uber is the group Eats. That went. This is the group that went to...
Aren't we missing one?
No, this we only went with four.
Yeah.
The whole group went. All right, yeah. So we're all here.
This is 2019.
Yeah, we all got in Good Job Friend's car.
Yeah, the Tesla. Yeah.
Did anybody draw on me this trip?
No.
Good, it was a good trip.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Did you draw on me?
Yeah, he fell asleep.
See?
He fell asleep.
That was in Vegas? That was a Vegas trip.
And Good Job Friend, he doesn't have to drive.
No, that Tesla drove on his own.
That Tesla drove by itself. Yeah. Yes, it did.
Yeah.
I have one complaint. It takes too long to charge that Tesla.
Minutes to charge it?
It was a long time.
We had to make multiple stops, so
that's what got me.
Yeah. Here's the problem with that one. The supercharging station in Yuma was not working properly. So we did have to kind of reroute, and we had to charge in Gilliban, and then we had to charge in El Centro. But typically we'd only have to charge once.
Well, stopping in Yuma wasn't so bad because we got to go to that brewery over there in Yuma.
That one was cool.
Yeah.
That's right.
What was the phrase of that brewery? That was the best brewery in Yuma?
Well, yeah, because there's like one brewery in Yuma. It
was good, though. The food was good, too.
It was good.
Yeah, it was great.
And Good Job Friend could keep his hands out.
We should do like a out-of-town trip to Yuma and go back over there.
You know where I want to go if we're going to do a trip for the show?
Yeah.
Nevada. There's a couple beers that I found at a local liquor store, and man, they're really good beers. Yeah. I would like to try to hit that spot.
Hey. So let's go back to that.
What? Hey, what did you think? I like how you say my name.
What's the story that we want to tell about that?
Well, let's go towards the, let's see, we're in that trip, and that car, that trip. And I just want to say thank you to Good Job Friend for tinting the windows.
Oh yeah, I was in the backseat too.
Even he had the AC full blast, it was still pretty little warm. And I could just imagine myself, you know, like a pork roast right there.
But me and you were sitting in the back seat.
Yeah, he was roasting the.
You know what I like about that trip too? So when we got there, we checked in and whatnot. We dropped off our bags. So we want to go to the pool.
That's right. Absolutely.
So yeah. We hit the pool.
Daredevils.
Yeah. Right, we bought some beer.
We went to the pool with lightning.
Striking down.
Yeah.
Hey. Tickles ain't no bitch.
Yeah. And that's what I said. There was other people there. And once they saw the lightning, they left. But we stayed.
Yeah.
I want to know why y'all had a problem. I remember this now. I took off my shirt and y'all acted like this thing sexy.
I didn't say anything. I took off my shirt right now.
I heard comments and y'all acted like I wasn't sexy.
I took off what my happened? Shirt. I took off my shirt. I had my sloth. Hey,
bro, here's the problem. There was kids at the pool, bro.
Bro, these titties are natural. You know, they got to grow up someday, bro. They got to realize there's gorditos in the world. Hey, okay?
I'm fat. I took off my shirt. You took off your shirt.
I took off my shirt.
As soon as I got there. I showed
everyone my tattoos.
He wore a shirt. Oh,
no, I took the shirt three off. Times, it, three times. It was times. After they left. After okay. The lightning started striking down.
Uh-huh.
And then yeah. We did. But you know what? We did get out of the pool.
Three times we dropped your name.
Yeah.
Me too.
We did get out of the pool, though. When we saw a lightning strike. In the parking lot.
That's yeah, right. But that was like right. 15 minutes that after was 15 the storm minutes started.
In. Then we turned into bitches and we walked out.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But we had to go in the pool because it was, even though there was lightning striking, it was hot still. It was hot.
Yeah, it was a monsoon. That's pretty typical in Arizona.
Yeah.
Having a monsoon.
So after that, the next day, the concert. Let's talk about the concert real quick.
We get to the concert. We drive. The car drives itself.
That's right. It does.
We took a little pit stop because you guys wanted to go to a Slipknot signing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was really cool.
Yeah. Well, I found out by chance.
I think I stayed in a car for that.
No, I think we went to a store for something and then I looked at my phone and I found out there a couple of members of Slipknot were doing a signing. They just had to buy their bottle of whiskey.
Did you ever drink that?
No, because they signed it. I never drank it. So it was the bassist, Clown, and who was the third one?
We should drink that on an episode.
I will buy a separate bottle for that. I'm not gonna use the one.
Mine either. No. I got a bottle too, but I wouldn't open. Why don't we go half and half and we'll use that?
Yeah, that's about $50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I want the one we got there.
Because you didn't get one.
No, I know. That's why you guys. We gotta use yours.
Yeah, we met a couple of the band members, so that was pretty cool. We haven't tried the whiskey though.
Cool at least?
No, I mean, yeah, they were cool, but it was
kind of right.
They were there to do their job.
You know, the problem is that maybe if we had you there, they would have paid more attention to us.
Yeah,
because they were really only paying attention to people that had titties.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. Hey, I lost some of them.
We showed up, and we're all talking to them about their music and different things, and they sounded. Like they were more interested in the next person. Next
I lost 22 pounds of titties.
Okay, they're still there. All right, so
thanks.
The night of. So
what happened?
We get to the parking lot.
It's hot.
Yeah, it's hot. It's 114, 115 degrees when we get to the parking lot.
115.
We're never gonna let you plan another trip, bro.
No, please don't.
And we're wearing black, right?
Hey, so they're going back to Phoenix.
No, I wouldn't go even if you paid me.
No, and you remember the other problem was that I was looking for a tree to park under.
You did find one.
I finally found one, and then but it was parked really far away. I pulled an Angel on that one.
Yeah, Angel loves that shit.
He loves to park far away.
Yeah.
I had to park far away because my car, the battery.
You're welcome. You know, yeah, the battery Tesla.
It gets super hot, and so and even the shade will keep it.
But even in the shade, it was.
It was still hot, but it wasn't like.
But that was good, though, because we got to chill and tailgate for a little bit. We chugged a bottle of beer, me and good job friend. Me and Ojitos chugged, and it was fun. But the thing is, we couldn't get a buzz. You couldn't get drunk or anything like that. You couldn't do any of that because you're drinking the beer, but you're sweating and all that at the same time.
Yeah,
so you couldn't
get drunk. Time.
So we walked. Even though we walked for like 5 minutes, it felt like 20 minutes because of the heat.
It did.
I did get a buzz, but by the time I get to the gate, I'm almost already sober.
Yeah, we're already sober. Yeah. Immediately.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I stayed at the car. It was in the shade.
No, you didn't. We're not talking about the signing. We're talking about the actual concert.
Oh, the sign. Yeah, the signing you said in the car.
Yeah,
it was.
See, I'm behind. So we're at the venue.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we just finished tailgating, and we finished chugging the beer and getting sober. By the time we get to the gate, now we're getting an entry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's all a blur.
So here's the thing.
No shade.
What I remember on that one is that we were super excited because we saw the lawn and the lawn was completely empty.
Of course.
And we're like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
We're going to be able to go there, pick our spot.
Yeah.
And sit down and basically wait for our band to come out.
Yep.
You know what it was?
We sat there for 10 minutes and then we're like, now we know why this is empty.
Why is
the only people on that lawn were from San Diego.
That's right. And in 10 minutes, we're like, this is hell. And this we walked out of that lawn.
And I bought those shots. Remember I bought the shots for everybody?
Yeah.
The little tubes.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? The concert started. The concert started.
I think it was Behemoth that opened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that
was a weird one.
I didn't like them.
I'm going to go and find us our spot. And I sat there.
You did. First one to go there and sit. And then I felt sorry for him.
Say my name.
And I went over there with him because I felt sorry for him. And I said, hey, take a break and go out. And I'll stay right here for you.
I was out, dude.
And get up.
I can't get up.
I think after Behemoth, what? I didn't say it.
No, I did.
Oh. Okay, I think after Behemoth, it was Gojira. And then when they came on, I think we all went out there. By that time, it was already sunset.
Yeah.
But at that time, it was 112 degrees.
Hot.
I don't think it ever went below 100.
No.
Throughout the whole night.
No.
Yeah, the thing I remember the most about that concert outside of Slipknot was the lemonade ice cream I bought and brought over for everybody to share.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it lemonade?
It was lemonade.
Because I would have ate anything.
And then and then I brought a strawberry one.
Yeah.
I just kept bringing ice cream because it was the only thing that could give us a little bit of
relief.
It was so bad.
For like a few minutes, but after that we were...
And then, you know, the other thing that was crazy about that concert was all the crazy people around us.
Yes. And they brought their heat and they brought their body odor with them.
Yes, they're
Well, I was one of them. I took off my shirt. I didn't care.
No, Machoke was on full display.
There was a couple people that there.
Machoke was on full display
that night. And you know what, though? At the end of the night, at the end of the Slipknot concert, towards the end of their set, I was the last one standing.
You were.
I'm not going to lie. I don't remember a lot of what happened when we were on the lawn and all that. It was just so uncomfortable. Why would they think it was okay in the middle of summer to do an outside show like that?
That's probably not up to them. It's probably up to the studios and all that kind of crap.
They had to wear like special body suits, remember?
I did see like on Instagram, like one of their band members after the show put their head in a bucket of ice.
They had to wear special body suits with like coolers and stuff inside.
I'm sure, but with a mask on and everything.
Uh-huh.
And plus, they were like they had the pyrotechnics and all that stuff on the
Imagine.
Yeah. Well, and then where we were sitting too, they were trying to start fires.
Yeah, they were.
That was about the thing I was gonna bring up. Remember that guy that knocked himself out?
Yep.
There's the guy that knocked himself out,
and how did he knock himself out?
No clue. He just, like...
He probably got dehydrated.
No, I don't know what he did, but he, like, hit... He was trying to jump or something, and I think he landed on his head or something.
Oh, well.
I mean, it was pretty vicious.
That happens almost every
metal concert. Down.
There you go.
Say my name. Say
I'll say your name if you say my name.
There's going to be a lot of bleeping out on this episode. Just FYI. My
friend was sitting down, and all of a sudden, like, this person came and started, like, trying to roll.
There you go. You said it down like four times right now.
Good job, friend.
He was literally trying to, wait a minute, were they trying to give you drugs?
Slam. Body slam.
Oh, roll. Like, roll?
Oh, like, did I body slam?
Body slam this person. And yeah, I
body slammed
him. I thought we were talking about drugs. I was like, oh, who's rolling?
No, you're right. So this person, I have, like, this quick reflex, right? Because I do jiu-jitsu and wrestling. And this person came from behind. Yes. And I think they were just trying to, like,
catch
themselves. No, they're trying to catch their fall. Like, they were trying to, like... To fall.
I think he was trying to steal your wallet.
And and when they went to grab me, or they when the person went to lean on me, because I don't know what she was.
It was a fan.
Yeah.
When they came to
try to lean on me, I literally, like, fireman carried this person and threw them on the ground.
Boom.
Like, I heard slammed them. Yeah, that's not my it. That's my purse.
All right, people. We may have to continue this story on another podcast because we're 45 minutes in.
Okay.
And we got to call it a day. We have Little Miss Brewing Company. We went to the one in La Mesa. They have 7 locations. They're not in any supermarket or liquor store, he said. Yeah. Pretty much you got to go down to their shops to pick up their beer, which I like. They sold me on that as soon as I heard that. Anything to add, Angel?
No, it's a good place. Check it out.
What about a good job, friend?
That BBA.
That BBA?
Try it out.
Really, really good.
It's a good one.
Go get it. Go try it out. It's excellent.
Ojitos?
Little Miss Brewing. Good specials. And you got to hit up Trivia Night.
Trivia Night.
We'll probably be there in April.
Yeah. For sure. Well, we missed out on Star Wars Trivia Night the other night, but...
What about Bob? Does Bob have anything to say? Bob?
No.
Fred the Turd?
No.
They're always strong, silent type.
Yeah. They're sexy, though.
Yeah.
Manager? Anything? No?
You know what I like today? We didn't do a whole lot of TikTok-related stuff today.
No, but we got ideas.
We got ideas, though.
What about the creator? Anything? Thank you for the shirts, by the way.
Appreciate them.
Made them. Cool, it's cool.
I'm glad because I didn't do laundry today. I needed a shirt.
All right.
She felt bad for you since, you know, you got a little bald spot.
You know what? Just a little one. It's a little one. You know?
Ooh, look at that.
So sexy.
Yeah, you are.
When are you going to get that cut?
I might keep it for, like, a couple of days.
Really?
I'm a trooper. I'm going to keep it just so I can show the guys at work. Because they've been following the story of my weight loss. And I gotta show them that I'm not a sore loser. Three tenths of a pound?
Robert, this defeat is on you.
I know. I misjudged my opponent.
Yeah.
Misjudged my opponent. I got cocky. Super did.
Yeah, you did.
I realized. Absolutely. I lost 22 and some change, by the way, and never stepped foot in the gym. So I'm proud of that. You, on the other hand, were killing yourself. I was eating steak. I was eating everything.
But at the end of the day, you had the haircut and
I don't. You know what? But I didn't suffer. I ate everything I wanted except for beer.
In high school, you lost 60 pounds in like 2 months.
And one event, I lost 10 pounds overnight. Literally a 24-hour period.
Hey, we didn't even get to that part we wanted to talk to. We didn't get to that, huh?
Yeah, I know. There's a special story that we're going to have to save for next time when it comes to our wrestling.
We have to say that when Good Job Friend's back.
The barber wanted to specifically point this story out.
We should have put that story out because he requested it and he did us a favor. But you know what? Next time.
We can make it a 2-minute story.
Well.
He wants it to be a
two-minute story.
Because if it's a short story,
this is going to be a half episode.
We're not going to do a whole episode of
half episode story.
This story requires follow-up.
A follow-up. It's not even that good of a story.
It is a good story.
It's an excellent story.
And maybe he's one of our few listeners. You guys reach out to us.
You guys like this story just because I look bad in this story.
No.
That was it.
It's not that. See, there's a story behind that.
All right, whatever. All right, I'm a trooper. We're going to talk about this. All right, next life time. Happened. That's
next
it.
Time. Next time.
All right, all right. So, listen to us on
Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Simplecast.
And new on YouTube.
We're going to be on YouTube.
And
we're TikToks. We're already on YouTube. We have one video, but we'll get more content on it.
Yes.
And we're on IG. Instagram at Beer Belly Society, TikTok at Beer Belly Society, Twitter Beer Belly 619.
Follow us, listen to us, leave a comment,
please.
Good ones and nice ones.
Questions.
You got something mean to say? Keep it to yourself.
You just said that because you got the haircut.
I know.
All right. Any last words? Good job, friend.
Not at all.
All right. Ojitos.
Go Padres.
Go Padres. Fire Tuck haircut.
Bye-bye.